I sit with this cup of life in front of me.
Oh, my, my, my.
Full, but I'm afraid.
Why don't we stand it? You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide, you will provide. All my hope is in your hand. You're the love, you on my heart. Nobody, nothing can take your place. I want you more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, I praise your name. You're the living water. You're my heart's desire. I've been waiting at the river. Come and touch a soul. So let the rain fall down like it did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. So let the rain fall down like it did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. Shine your light on me, shine your light on me. Shine your light on. You're the light, you're the light, you bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide, you will provide. All my hope is in your hand. You're the love, you on my heart. Nobody, nothing can take your place. I want you more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, I praise your name. You're the living water. You're my heart's desire. I've been waiting at the river. Come and touch a soul. So let the rain fall down like it did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. So let the rain fall down like you did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. redemption. Shine your light on me. Shine your light. Shine your light on me. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light on. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light on. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light on. Shine your light. Shine your light on me.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, I didn't have my rowdy ones here tonight. I didn't think we'd do our rowdy stuff tonight because we didn't have the rowdy people here tonight. But I think Dean and Kathy and all of y'all are just rowdy enough. And John's here. Amen. John's rowdy enough to have some fun tonight. How many of y'all want to do some rowdy stuff tonight? Does anybody feel like doing something rowdy tonight? No, I don't know. I don't know. Kathy and Dean are the only ones clapping. How many of you feel like doing something rowdy tonight? I'm going to ask you one more. That's better. You know, it's good to praise God. Great things happen when you praise God. He works things out when you praise Him. Somebody say, hallelujah. Why don't we open Jesse up? Is your mic on, Precious? Or you just might have to scream louder? Is your mic... You can put it up just a little. Is that okay? Put it up just a bit then. Go on. You got to put it up. Put it up. Put it up. Put it up. Turn your mic up if you want. Go on. Somebody say praise God. Just don't scream our head off. Praise, 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 praise. praises, praises. All your children give you praise. Praises, praises. All your children give you praise. Praise, praises, praises. All your children give you praise. You're worthy of praises, praises. All your children give you praise. Praise, praises, praises. All your children give you praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You can do better than that. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you feel like praising God tonight? Shackles break when you praise Him. Let's see why I feel like praising Him.
Praising the Lord, He's worthy, worthy, worthy. I feel like praising Him. I feel
Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. He's so holy. How many of you want to worship the Lord? That's why you came tonight. Doesn't matter who came, amen. As long as you came with the right heart and the right spirit and the right mind, you can get your need met. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we just invite your presence in this place. Meet the needs of every individual gathered here, God. Lord, you can see beyond the surface down to the depths of the heart. And we pray that you'd minister to everybody. That everybody would have their need met tonight. According to your riches in glory, Father God. Father, I pray that you would allow us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. The Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, of the Most High God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, of the shadow of the Almighty God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, of the Most High God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, under the shadow of the Almighty God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can you remember that? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Why don't you sing that? Do you know it? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, of the shadow of the Almighty One. That song is a song in the book of Psalms. Everybody's looking for a safe place, a place to run to. Different people run to different people and different things. But the Bible says, he that hideth, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. That's Jesus. That's the place of refuge. You can escape in Jesus if you want to. How many are glad that Jesus is a refuge? You just might want to remember that.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, under the shadow of the Most High God.
Time to worship. Come, just lift your arm, give your heart. Come, just as you are, to worship. Just as you are before your God. Come, come, come. Now is the time to worship. Come, come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come, come, just as you are to worship. Come, come, just as you are before your God. Come.
One day
every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee shall bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come. Now is the time to worship. Come now. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your God. Come.
Hallelujah!
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee shall bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly take you down.
the time to give your heart. Come just as you are, just as you are, to worship. Come, come, just as you are before your God. Come, one day, one day, every tongue will confess you are God. One day, every knee shall bow, hallelujah, still, still the greatest treasure remains for to say praise the Lord. Hallelujah, he's holy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You're worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our eyes we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place.
my Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lights we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
One more time.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, say, you are worthy. Come on.
You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
You are worthy.
You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place.
You are awesome.
You are awesome in this place.
You are awesome.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Real easy song, just be glorified. Just lift your hands, sing, be glorified.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple.
One more time, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified.
Just put your hands up and just start to worship the Lord.
Worship.
worship the Lord in the earth. Worship the Lord in this temple. Jesus, worship, 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 worship the Lord. Hallelujah! He's worthy of our praise. Worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. 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 He's worthy in the heavens. Worthy. He's worthy in the earth. Worthy in this temple. Worthy, worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Worthy, Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Just sing Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. How many of you love Jesus? Jesus, worthy is the Lord. Well, Brother Jesse, why don't you come on? It's good to pray in the Holy Ghost. Why don't you just explain what a Holy Ghost meeting is, just in case we forget?
Well, a Holy Ghost meeting is a meeting where we allow the Holy Ghost to do what He wants to do. It's a time that we put off our agendas and our time limits, and we just allow God to have His perfect way. And do whatever, however long or short it takes. Sometimes Holy Ghost meetings are short, sometimes they're long. Sometimes we have praise and worship, sometimes we do different things. But the Word of God is always taught, and the Holy Ghost will meet the needs by His power and by His grace.
Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost.
Let's just pray a minute in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sekorokosha la machie, mele hebo korotiki ya malahaye, eboro shoko moshana maye, teke beletia na machie, oro tubo kora balachani ebo koshaye, sebekia na machitie, eleno rokuchi mia shadahie, hemo hokachaniye, serra de bula da bachiela mati yekichie, oro kobo bosha da baye, ene heshe de hilodonie, oro bobo shuko de baye, sene hea chia la kosha, nero hoshie, sokoro bola hanedi, mehele teshie, egoro shuma hulo de boye, nebo hora bahala tibie, sene le kora da boshu. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the move of your Holy Spirit, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord, we just invite you to move in this place tonight to have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Solo to kora ma bachi. Mele de bihira matie. Eko horo de buho mala. Emelo tu chie. Eka chie nama. Mele le hea. Emelo to balata. Mele ki chie. Emoro do chie nama. Sebo ro chamala. Ebe te chinie. Eko lo shuna mora balachi. Mese le bo chola boro de bo bahanie. Tele kona lo ko chie. Sebo lo ho shana machi. Eboro chuma hokia, meshe la matia le mea shiku, meko rupu chia na maya. Thank you, Father. Ora da bolo shu, sebolo tunya la malachia la bora batia, ebolo shu na maya. Thank you, Father. Heso la kura da balachia. Thank you, Father. Ora da bodinia, heda na kutidinia da kura chi, sinu na kuto la matia, emo do chia na maya. Sela la moshinie, ekoro botuna la batie, sebolo do la bonanie, ekoro chini mitibi, simolo do kiena machi, sebe chukura machia da malatie, sebo tie, meshine kushi. Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Ora batie,
holy, 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 holy,
eboro bobo hoshana, ekoro shu, ebo solo chino mitie. Ebotunchina Michela Bashi, Serra Mochina Maya, Kelati de Betia and Mora Boshaya, Sela de Cora Badishiana. Thank you, Lord. Ora Bede de Betia, Sebora Boshuna Moshe, Hesela Tia and Mochia, Neko Shura Cora Mabai.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah,
Jesus. So Cora Babaya, Esha de Betuna Yachi.
Thank you,
thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Sebola tuna mi la malati. Selet niki nela kuchi. Neshihora ma balati. Emo boholo tuna. Ebala tebikini ye kuchi. Sebora boba la hanchi e la suka rabusha. Neshi likachona mo sebedachi. Sena koruchi niye. Heshe la bahani yoko donidiye. Tekala kushi ni muko roshi. Sepo chinaleki. Ebo roshura bosana.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Heko bosura de moshiye.
Thank you,
Father. Sura bo boshura boshai.
Lord, you're good.
Oba sinihi. Sede kine la kushi. Eba la de mahala de diye. Pechini misu na kora bo bo boha. Eba la de mahala de diye pehushiye. Nete de pehuala na la bahasi. Selem roko chumachi. Bebe la hantiye. Ere gore na ma. Sede kuchiye.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill this place for thank you, Lord.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesse, why don't you just go and receive tonight's offering, and I'll teach after that. Is that all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. You can just keep flowing in that crystal. Isn't it good just to pray, saints? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just take a moment to prepare your gift to the Lord this evening. If you're giving by cash, I have envelopes if you like one. Thank you, Lord. If you're ready, just stand where you're at. If you're not ready, you can still stand. And when you've got your seed ready, just raise it up high as you can. Thank you, Lord. That seed is a testimony. It's something the devil wanted to take from you, but it's something that you have that once it's planted and invested in the kingdom of God, it won't go down. It can't be corrupted. It can't be stolen. It's a permanent investment forever that the devil can't touch. So thank God for your seed, whatever it is. It's an important tool to extend the kingdom of God and to bless you too. God set this up for many reasons. It's a biblical principle. If you live by it, God will bless you. Just raise it up. Lord, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to be a part of your kingdom in our giving, in our sowing, in our tithing, in our giving of offerings, Father. We thank you, Lord, that as we're giving tonight, that we're being a blessing to someone, and we're being a blessing to you, and that we are providing a way for this ministry to reach someone else's life. And to bring other people to you, into your kingdom, Father. Lord, I thank you that every dime that goes into this plate extends the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you that everyone that gives to this offering, Father, that you return that to them, Father, in a supernatural way. Lord, I thank you that investing in the kingdom has always been the best investment. And I thank you, Lord, that every seed returns. Lord, I thank you for your promises, and I pray a supernatural blessing on every person in here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you can bring it.
Praise the Lord. Hey, love you, brother. Brother John's from Baltimore. Amen. Baltimore's like heaven when you live in Texas. No. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? I just appreciate it. It's been good all week long. Somebody say amen. The best is yet to come. Amen. If you would open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Let's go straight to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 9, and in rep, you gotta stay in the bar of the season, right? You gotta stay in what God has been speaking lately, and we've been talking about forfeited salvation on Sunday morning and Sunday night. Wednesday night was just wonderful. Glory to God. We were just talking about the liberty that we have in Christ. Well, today, as I was in the Word, you know, something jumped out in Scripture at me because it was so close to what God has been dealing with us on in this forfeited salvation series. Let's go to Luke chapter 9, 1 Corinthians 9, 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say it one more time. Everybody say, run, so you might obtain. Didn't say just hang around. Amen. Just didn't say hang around. What does the Bible say that we are to do? Everybody say the word run. This is a race. This is a Christian race, and we got to run so we will obtain. And it says not everybody that runs is going to win, right? Who wins? One. And when I find out that there is one winner in this race, and we already found out who's going to win the race, and that person is Jesus. He is the one that wins. So what can we learn from this scripture? How many want to be a winner in life? You know, how many of you are battling the enemy in certain areas? You're dealing with different things in your life. Amen. There's a battle going on. You're racing. But the Bible tells us how to win. He says everybody runs, but one wins. And this one that wins, praise God, is Jesus. So how do we allow Christ in us to win? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, somebody say, after it's all said and done. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Didn't just say have knowledge of Jesus, but we are to be strong in the Lord and also in his power and in his might. Every Christian needs to develop some power in their life. Amen. That we would be strong and not weak and not tossed around. Amen. Always ready to give up. Always ready to give out. Did it say, find my brother and be weak in the Lord? Means that the first wind that blows in, you're out. What does it say? How does it tell us to stand, brethren, in Jesus? It tells us to be strong in the Lord. Every Christian needs to be a strong Christian. I tell you what, if you want to win, you got to be strong. You can't be easily swayed to the right, to the left. You can't be double-minded. You got to be focused in your faith. And there's only one way that you can be strong in the Lord, and that's by reading the Word of God. Amen. Meditating day by day and praying in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is our power. It's our strength, right? Somebody say, finally, be strong. How many weak Christians do you know? I mean, if something's going to go down, they're guaranteed to be in it. So say, just weak. Well, it's one thing when we're baby Christians, amen, you develop. You know, it takes a long time to develop as a baby. We have to develop our faith. But if nobody tells you that, God expects you to be strong. Say amen. Not just Jesus. If Christ is in me, the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Say, I'm not a weakling. God didn't design weaklings. He designed us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible says those that know the Lord their God will do what? Will be strong and do what? Exploits. See, if you know Jesus, you will develop some strength. So say, boy, that's a strong Christian. That's a strong believer. Well, I know Jesus. And when you know Jesus, you'll strengthen up too. Somebody say amen. He won't allow you to be wishy-washy, wavery, amen. Hallelujah. In the day, out tomorrow, gone. Amen. He wants you to be strong. So when you get acquainted with the Holy Ghost, he will strengthen you. Because one wins. And who's the one that wins? The Bible says the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to he that endures to the end. Well, there's only one that will endure to the end. The one that's already there. The Bible says, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Somebody say, Jesus has already finished the race. So let him run it. Listen, find my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why do you need armor? Amen. Today we're figuring out what we can take off and what we can get rid of. What's convenient. You don't have to do this today. You don't have to do that today. You don't have to pray today. You don't have to speak in tongues today. You don't have to do any of those things. You don't have, I mean, you just, it's just real easy. You just come to church, you know, and you're in an hour, and you're in and out in an hour, and it's okay. Take it all off. Take off discipline. Take off correction. Amen. Take off stability. Take off solid teaching. Amen. Take off all these things. No, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to do what? Stand. That you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Do you know there are devilish wiles out there? I mean, the devil's always trying to play something. But if you're not strong in the Lord, you don't have on the whole armor of God and all those things, guess what? You'll give in and you'll give. Every time the devil's got something going, amen, you'll be wiped out. So we've got to develop ourselves, amen, so that we can stay strong in the evil day. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If you'd say it, I wouldn't have to ask you to, amen. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle. Somebody say wrestle. Some people don't even wrestle anymore. They've been down and just decided to stay down. They just got out of the ring. Amen. They quit. But I tell you what, Christians wrestle. It's a fight. There's a war going on. And if you're going to win, you need the whole armor of God. Somebody say you got to fight to get out. Amen. You got to challenge those things. The Bible says if you resist the devil, amen, he will flee. You can resist him a little bit, amen. You can stand and you can win in that circumstance. But if you're not willing to resist, you're not going to be able to overcome. Put on the, listen, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Somebody say principalities and powers. And against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When's the last time you heard something about that? There's a whole world out there that you don't, that many people don't even realize. That's why you got to be strong. There's a system out there, and they're very organized. And they're organized in order to take you down. I wonder if the devil's got strife in his kingdom. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, what does it say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against what? Powers. Say powers. That means authorities. Christians want to be weak and wrestle against powers. Say power against power. You know, the Pharisees asked Jesus, by what authority do you do these things? You got to have some Holy Ghost authority to make it today in these days. Amen? There's some powers against you. And you need the power of God to resist the powers that they're going to come against you. Amen? And against rulers of darkness and against spiritual wickedness. Somebody say spiritual wickedness. In high places. Wherefore take unto you some of the armor of God. Take unto you the armor that everybody else receives and escape, you know, and accepts. Take unto you the convenient armor. If it's too heavy, you just leave that back by the wayside. You know, you can pick it up later. Amen. What does the Bible say? Take on the whole armor. All of it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There are a lot of Christians today out there just naked. They want to take off everything that Jesus gave them and expect the devil to flee from them. But it says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. So it's an evil day. Let me tell you something. The good times aren't rolling. These are the last in evil days. These are the last in evil days. And there are many people. Why aren't people standing up for God in the evil day? Why are they so easily to give in? Because they don't have any spiritual armor. They don't have any discipline. So they're not able to stand. They don't have a spiritual backbone. Whatever their flesh wants to do is what they do. Why? They have not developed themselves. They have not developed their salvation. Amen. They forfeited salvation so much. You know, the great things of God. Many people forfeit salvation when they forfeit the Holy Ghost, because it's the Holy Ghost that keeps us saved. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, they're not able to stand up against him. Amen. There are certain people that spend all their Christian life running from the devil. well, you're not going to be able to get anything accomplished running from the devil. Amen? We're supposed to be running for God, not from the devil. How many are tired of seeing Christians running from the devil everywhere you go? The devil's after me. The devil's after me. Help me, somebody. Help me, somebody. Help me, somebody. Well, God wants us to resist the devil and put him on the run. Somebody say amen. How are you ready to see the devil get on the run? Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. I'm going to tell you what, you better gird yourself in truth. Don't let nobody lie to you. You better find somebody that's teaching the real word of God, amen, that's going to tell it like it is. I like that old song they had out in Motown. Tell it like it is. Anybody remember that song? Anybody sing it? Tell it like it is. Well, when I grew up, my pastor would tell us off just about every Sunday. And every once in a while, somebody would stand up in the room and say, tell it, pastor. And he told it, amen. But you need to have your loins girt about with truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There are a lot of people that are bound to a lot of things because they've never been told the truth. Amen. There are a lot of people that are bound to all kind of hang-ups, all kind of habits, all kind of traditions. Why? Nobody ever told them the truth. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that never are able to escape, but thank God that someone has truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Somebody say glory to God. Well, so we're saying, I am the righteousness in Christ Jesus. We'll act like it. Bible says you know a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. Righteous people do right things. Amen. They follow the Holy Ghost and do what the Holy Ghost wants to do. If Jesus is your righteousness, how is he your righteousness? By the Holy Ghost. Are you understanding that? Jesus is your righteousness by the Holy Ghost. How is he your right? Following the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit, abiding in the Spirit, living in the Spirit. Guess what's going to do? When you do everything the Holy Ghost tells you to do, your steps will be made righteous. Somebody say, glory to God. You'll do the right thing. Amen. You won't walk in the crooked way. Amen. You'll be now, we're justified in Jesus. We're washed whiter than snow. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. But let's get down to it. Let's talk the truth. Amen. Amen. There are a lot of people saying, I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus and full of a bunch of mess. Amen. Well, act like it. And nobody's afraid to say it. I'm so tired of seeing devils and people that are full of all kind of crud talking, all kind of religious stuff. It's like the devil with horns on the top of his head telling me, I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Well, you can confess it all you want, but until you start to walk it out, sooner or later, I'm not pointing at you, sister. She's here. She goes, look, she's ready to start saying, can you, look, she's ready to catch, there she goes, can you believe this man pointed at me? No, I'm not talking about you. Amen. But if you're the righteousness in Christ Jesus, it ought to show up. The Bible says, now I want you to keep confessing. I don't care if you're full of a bunch of mess. Keep on confessing it. Amen. Because it will certainly come to pass. But listen, righteous people follow the Holy Ghost. Abraham believed God, amen, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. He was the father of faith, and faith is what? Just believing God and obeying God. He stepped out and went to a land not knowing where he was going. God said, listen, I want you to leave Ur of the Chaldeans and go off to a place that you don't know about yet, but I'm going to take you there. So he booked up and listened to what God wanted from him and did it, and it was accounted to him as what? Righteousness. You want to be righteous? Listen to the Holy Ghost, which is free. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You don't have to figure it out yourself. You don't have to guess. What's the right thing? Pray in the Holy Ghost and walk it through. Follow it out. Somebody say, hallelujah. He is all our righteousness, if you let him be. He's all my righteousness. I stand complete in him. If you let him be your righteousness, he's our healer. But there are a lot of people that are sick. Why? They won't let him heal them. Well, what's the difference between that and righteousness? There are a lot of things that we're saved from, but we got to work that salvation in our life. When you let the Holy Ghost complete you, amen, and keep following God. Don't stop. It doesn't start with just a prayer. Thank God when you start with the prayer. Oh, it's a good thing you came tonight, Brother John. Hallelujah. He just got saved about a month ago, amen. And before somebody gets out there and lets you know it's all over, it's just begun. It starts your journey. Let God continue to work that salvation in you and over you. Somebody say amen. You want to stand until the end. You got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Somebody say thank God. If that little, the only way that little prayer can keep you together is if you drop dead right there after you pray it. But every day you got to fight. Somebody say amen. And there, you know, people say, I'm just going to stay up here on the altar, never go. But you live in a real world with real devils and real people. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you will be tempted. If you don't keep yourself, glory to God, in the Holy Ghost, you'll run into trouble. Somebody say, you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. We're saved by the Holy Ghost. Thank God for it. Amen. I tell you what, if we didn't have the Holy Ghost, we'd be off in all kind of mess. Obeying the Holy Ghost day by day. Amen. Keeps us in righteousness. But when we refuse to listen to the Holy Spirit in our life and listen to the Word in our life. Amen. We forfeit such grace given us. Somebody say, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. I rebuke every weak one. Amen. Amen. I don't rebuke you for being a baby. Amen. You can't be rebuked for being a baby. Amen. But it's time to get strong in Jesus. It'll work for everybody. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm enjoying this. Forfeited salvation. Hallelujah. Saved and walking like I'm saved. Hallelujah. Not tempted by every little thing that comes my way. Amen. You ever seen people got a spirit of gluttony? I mean, they can't walk by a bean, you know, anything without smell, without falling into it. Amen. But you can develop yourself. Amen. That you can stand against the wiles of the devil. You don't have to. The Bible says God is faithful, you know, and for every time you're tempted, he will give you a way of escape. If you want it. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Getting hot in here. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and powers, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All you're doing is walking, telling the good news. That's where you're going. What are you doing now? I'm living to tell somebody else about Jesus. We're not just here waiting to die. Glory to God. My feet are shod with the preparation, you know, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's a mature Christian. Amen. That's a Christian that has on the full armor of God. Somebody say amen. Listen, above all, someone say above everything, taking the shield of faith. Glory to God. Somebody say the shield of faith. Because the devil's going to throw all kind of darts and all kind of weird stuff at your heart. If the devil can get to your heart, he can take your future. He's going to try to destroy your heart. And there's only one way to protect your heart. Somebody say glory to God. To protect those inward things in us. Somebody say amen. That's by faith. You know, the devil's a liar. And he starts everything with a lie. He can't perform anything. He can't perform anything. He can't do anything. Every evil, every negative thing that came to you came as a fiery dart that your faith didn't keep out of your heart. Because your heart is the place where seeds are planted. Where seeds are planted. Your heart is fertile soil where seeds are planted. And if you don't protect your heart and guard your heart by faith, how are you going to have a heart guarded by faith? By knowing the Word of God. People will come at you with all kind of junk on a daily basis. You know, you'll hear negative reports and all kind of stuff. Nothing but junk. But I tell you what, if you guard your heart with the Word of God, it won't get on the inside. Somebody say it'll roll right off of you. Amen. Somebody say taking the shield of faith. And you'll quench every fiery dart that the devil throws at you, every little seed. I tell you what, it goes with the four seasons of faith right there. And immediately the wicked one comes and sows damsel, and he sows all kind of stuff in your heart. Well, I tell you what, those that are developed in faith, they can decrease, amen, the amount of weeds that the devil sows in their heart. Some say faith. You won't just buy every little thing. You don't just jump in everything as you develop. your life will get better just by having faith, just not receiving lies, not receiving sickness, not receiving defeat. Looking beyond circumstances, amen, and seeing God's possibilities. So we say, the whole armor of God, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. My God. It didn't say some of them. Wow. Some say, faith will keep the devil out of your heart. Isn't that great? That's why people don't like to hear the faith message. They don't want to hear the gospel preached. Amen. Because faith will quench every one of them. Somebody say every single last one of them. Of the devil's darts. Take the helmet of salvation. Somebody say put on salvation. Cover your mind in salvation. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say the helmet of salvation. There are some people, amen, their heads are uncovered. Somebody say helmet. You got to put a helmet on your head. Why? Because that's how the devil gets to you. Isn't it amazing? It said the shield of faith which will quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Amen. But then God doesn't leave our head out there by itself too, but you can surround your head in salvation as well. You can renew your mind with the word of God. That's why right after that it says with the sword of the spirit. Why? It's talking about a renewed mind. How do you put on the helmet of salvation? By renewing your mind with the word of God. Somebody say, brainwashing yourself with scripture. I tell you, someone said, that's just brainwashing. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Renew your mind with the word of God. Amen. It's a lot better than what I had in there before. I'd rather think the things of God than think all kind of mess that everybody else is thinking. Amen. I feel a lot happier. Amen. Somebody say, I can wash away everything the devil put in my head. Glory to God. I tell you what, there are different people that have had hang-ups, and I just sense this, you know, hang-ups in different areas, you know, when they didn't have any helmet on their head. The devil had them out there, and they looked at things they didn't have any business looking at. And they say that certain things that you look at, you can't get them out of your head. They're there forever. Different people get caught up in pornography and different things, you know, and they get all that stuff in their head. And once it's there, someone say it's just an evil, ugly memory. And they say you will never let it, it will never get out of your head. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. You can renew your mind with the word of God. Somebody say, glory to God. He can take away visual images that don't belong there. He can take away bad memories. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't think the way I used to think. I don't think anywhere. I don't think anymore. Glory to God. God can wash your mind. He's not going to leave you crazy and screwed up. Hallelujah. And that's how many people need to realize, listen, after God works on your heart, he wants to get to your crazy head. True Christianity and true Holy Ghost power, amen. He'll work on the inside, then after he works on the inside, he'll renew that mind. Glory to God. I've known lots of crazy people. I used to be one. And sometimes I still am. Amen. But the Holy Ghost will get a hold of you. Amen. And the word of God will renew your mind and give you stability. Whoo! Praise God. The helmet of salvation. Amen. Where we were bound to different things and caught up in different hang-ups and different habits you didn't think you could ever get away. I'll tell you what. Put on the helmet of salvation. How many used to deal in depression? I used to deal with such great depression. I mean, almost to where, you know, you didn't feel like getting up in the morning. You couldn't even move. I mean, life wasn't worth living. Just depressed. And every once in a while, you know, you go through seasons. They say that's just a depressed season. Didn't want to do anything. Didn't want to go anywhere. I was out in a Christian rock and roll band. I was saved. Was on my way to heaven. Amen. But nobody told me the truth. Amen. And I forfeited salvation over my mind. So I would get out there on the stage and sing and do all my bit, then go right back out on the van or out on whatever we were traveling and wouldn't talk to anybody for miles. Just look out the window like a zombie. Until I found out that you can take the word of God. Hallelujah. And renew your mind. And you know what? I wasn't just doing it because I didn't want to be depressed. I just did it because it was the word of God. I didn't focus on it, didn't work through depression, didn't work through any of those things. And those hang-ups, you got to work your way through all that. No, just the word of God alone sets you free. And you'll find yourself not getting depressed anymore. Somebody say, glory to God. You will get better. Things do get better. Hallelujah. Don't even try to work it over. Somebody say, glory to God. It gets better. How many of you find yourself, you know, you'll find your little depression cycle getting few and far between. Amen. You could go 1 week without a snap, and then you go 2 weeks without a snap. Amen. Then you go 3 weeks without a snap. Then you go a month without a snap. Amen. God will deliver you if you let him do it. Amen. Somebody say, be strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. Somebody say, you can have a strong mind, amen, to follow his heart after God. Somebody say, amen, that God doesn't want you weak anymore and tossed to and fro by the devil. Woo-hoo! Praise the Lord. And the word of God will do that. Somebody say, finally. This is the last thing. Somebody say, after you close it all up, finally. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit. Somebody say, thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word. You need the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Which is the Word of God. Amen. People that don't have an addiction for the Word of God don't have on the armor. There are a lot of people that go out to battle, but they don't know no Scripture. They don't know no Word. Amen. Amen. All they got is a bunch of hype. A bunch of tears and all this other stuff. Then they get out there with a whole bunch of mess and lose. Somebody say amen. You're not covered. You're not going to be able to defend yourself unless you got the word on the inside of you. And it's not just talking about the written word. Glory to God. It's talking about Dabar. It's talking about Logos. It's talking about the whole plan and thought of God. Amen. The mindset of God, which will only come to you by sitting in an anointed word. Amen. There are a lot of people that just read the Bible. Devil, you know, people in witchcraft read the Bible. And some of them do more Bible time than half the Christians. But they're not hearing the word of God. Amen. Because it's spiritually discerned. It's the Holy Ghost that reveals the word to you. Amen. Because the Bible even says, listen, that the devil has clouded the minds of them that they cannot hear the good things of God. Amen. For they are spiritually discerned. That's why we have to pray the Ephesians prayer. I think it's Ephesians 8 or 18 or whatever it is, where it says having their minds clouded or darkened. You have to pray that prayer for them so that they can perceive and hear the word of God. Where was it? 4:18. I'm not that bad. In Ephesians chapter 4:18, there's a prayer there. Why don't you stand up and read that real loud for him, Jesse? Amen. Because of the blindness of their heart. Keep reading.
Through being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, and
Jesus. Amen. Now, I was right when I said it. Chapter 1. Amen. I do know a little bit of the Bible. Let's go right back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that good? Here it is right here. Ephesians chapter 1:18. Somebody say, Pastor Rod's talking real crazy. How can somebody read the Bible and not understand it? Why? Because it's a spiritual thing. Listen, Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Somebody say, praise God. Well, I think you were right. Jesse was right. Jesse had, amen, the condition I was talking about, but this is the antidote, the scripture that gets people out of that. Amen. I had a roommate, amen, that I used to pray for all the time. And this was a Bible school room, not Bill, amen, but it was another friend of mine that I had in Bible school. You might want to edit this out. Amen. Well, a friend that I know, you can leave that in. Amen. Amen. But I had to pray this prayer for that person continually, that the eyes of their understanding would be open, that they might be able to comprehend what is the depth of God's love to them. Amen. Are you enjoying this? We're almost out of there. Amen. But you'll get strong. Amen. Watch. I've seen people fall away and done all kind of crazy stuff just because they didn't put on the armor of God. Some say another part of the armor is this. Amen. Praying always. Glory to God. With all prayer and supplication. Some say praying and watching. So you got to be on guard. There were a lot of people that they don't watch anything. You ever seen people? They're just not alert. You got to, when you're in war, this is a war. This is a war, glory to God. You can't relax. You can relax in Jesus. But you know, you got to be on your guard. Bible said, watch and pray. You're not going to be able to pray unless you're watching. Listen, it says, with all kinds of prayer and supplication. That means prayer in the Holy Ghost. That means the Lord's Prayer. That means supplication prayer. That's just praying continually. There are a lot of people that don't have on the armor of God because they refuse to develop a lifestyle of prayer. Why do you think we pray tonight just for that short time? Why? It's important to pray. We won't grow and we won't develop until we learn to pray. There are some people get mad when you pray. You people are not like that. Why? Because you're used to it. And if we pray in 5 minutes in this church, we'll pray for 5 minutes in tongues. If you're not from here, people will come in. Thank God Brother John did, but people will come in and get all upset. What are they praying for so long? Go on with the meeting. You know, not used to prayer. Not used to stability. That's scary. The disciples found out how important prayer was. They asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, I tell you what, Jesus had his stuff together. Don't you think he was strong? And if anybody was going to hang, he was going to be able to hang. But yet he prayed, didn't he? He went out to the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed all night long. He was always going to some deserted place, some place to pray. There was nobody closer to the Father than Jesus, but yet he had a lifestyle of prayer. That was a man of prayer. I don't think we have anybody, a stronger recorded person of prayer in Scripture than Jesus. That he was off praying somewhere, that he was off praying, and then he prayed, and he prayed. He would go off to a solitary place and pray. Jesus was a man of prayer. If you want to be like Jesus, somebody say, glory to God, pick up his lifestyle of prayer. So say, Lord, teach us to pray. Why do you think they asked him that question? Because they saw it in his life. Wow, things happened when he prayed. You know, when he took them up to the place where he was transfigured before them, the Mount of Transfiguration and all that other stuff, when he saw, how did that happen? They just got in his prayer life. They were blown away by the things that were happening in Jesus' prayer life. He said, come with me. And he took them to the place, and Jesus prayed, stuff happened. I mean, he prayed, and all of a sudden Elijah and Moses show up. Praise God. Somebody say, that's a prayer life, isn't it? Jesus prayed so hard one time that sweats of blood poured down his head. Somebody say, that's prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. Somebody say, praise God. Pray until heaven opens wide open. Amen. Same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now, I tell you what, we got it better. You know, we get a better lesson than that. The disciples asked, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. And he taught them, he said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He taught them, that's nothing but a guideline in which that we are to pray. Amen. But it's even better. Somebody say, glory to God. When you allow the Holy Ghost to pray in you, that's the prayer life of Jesus in motivation. Wow. He said, for I'll be in you. You know, I'll be in you. When we pray, that's a part of Jesus' prayer life. He's ever interceding before the Father. My gosh. Do you know that's what Jesus is doing right now? Praying. The Bible says he is ever interceding before the Father. Amen. If you want to get into Jesus, amen, you just want to clue in. And when you find yourself praying in the Holy Ghost, you're just praying what he's praying in heaven. You're just repeating what he's saying in heaven. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. He's in heaven right now interceding before the Father. Some people say, you know, as far as we're concerned, his new ministry is our great intercessor. Hallelujah. Somebody's praying for you right now when you don't think you can make it. That's why you got to let the Holy Ghost loose. That's why you got to pray in the Spirit. Amen. Everything that you deal with, I want you to know there's an intercessor for you. Right now, there's somebody praying for Nations Church. Hallelujah. And if you get into prayer with them, things will happen. That's why you pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm the only one praying in the Holy Ghost. No, you're not. Jesus is praying. Amen. Jesus is there ever interceding before the Holy Ghost. You get in agreement with him. You say the same thing he's saying. And say, put on the whole armor that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and evil. Amen. How many of you feel better, a little bit better about praying? You're a little bit more motivated to pray when you found out that Jesus is ever praying. never sleeps, never tires. Glory to God. Ever interceding before the Father. He must really love us. I think that just dying and rising again is enough. I mean, some people get mad if they have to pray for you for one night. But from the time he's been with the Father, somebody say, ever. My God, interceding. I'd say this at least 2,000 years. Tell me something's not going to happen. He must got a lot he really wants to do. He just doesn't pray to ramble on. Amen. When he prays, stuff happens. Jesus said, I go to my Father to prepare a place for you. Well, everything that Jesus does, he does it by what? The spoken word. So he's up there preparing your place by prayer. Speaking things into existence in the heavenly. Somebody say, praise God. When you get over to the other side, you get all over to the glory, guess what? Jesus has already prepared the place for you. He's already prayed the place down. Hallelujah. This mansion he's building for you, he's not out there with no hammer and nails. Glory to God, doing those things. He's speaking those things into existence. Amen. He's ever before the Father interceding. Somebody say, calling things that are not as though they are, even in the heavenly realm. Somebody say, glory to God. Ever interceding. It's 10:01. Praying always with all prayers and supplication, whereunto with all perseverance. Somebody say perseverance and supplications for the saints. Well, I think that's really good. That's a good place. Somebody say stand. Say it one more time. Stand. Say it again. Stand. We are called to stand. Everybody stand up. So we say, this is the time when we get to outstand the devil. You know, the devil might be standing tall, but I tell you what, Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. He going to clean house. Amen. And the last man standing wins. And that's going to be you. Hallelujah. If you allow God to do what he wants to do in your life, amen, you'll be standing. Amen. If you just stand there, you just stand there and resist the devil and watch it. You can outstand the devil, and that's how you win. So say, I'm going to outstand everything. See, a lot of people want to rush and do all kind of stuff. You just stand in the power of God and stand in the power of his mind, and you just remain stable. Amen. Outstand. Somebody say, sometimes you just got to keep quiet a little bit and just stay in there. Outstand it. There have been lots of plans that the devil's had. Hallelujah. But we've outstood it. Glory to God. What did you do? Absolutely nothing. Just outstood the devil. Somebody say, I'm going to wait him out. Hallelujah. See, you've got endurance. And that's one thing the devil doesn't have. Do you know that? I want you to know something. Do you know the devil's getting tired? why are you saying that? Why are you saying that, Pastor Rod? Because the devil does not have one thing that you have. He has no ability to renew his strength. That's how you can outstand him. In every battle you face, the devil has no ability to renew his strength. So you can outstand him. Somebody say, glory to God. Trouble doesn't last always. The devil does get tired. But if you stay in Jesus, you'll constantly renew your strength. Somebody say, amen. You got to be the ever-ready battery. Somebody say, glory to God. You know, outstand them. Outstand the devil. Outstand the devil. Outstand the devil. Even after death, outstand the devil and win. This is the kind of saints that we're talking about. People are like, I'm so sick of seeing people give up. There have been several churches in this very building, amen, that have been here for years, but couldn't outstand the devil. You know, ain't nothing happening in a year. We just going to pack it up and do something else. Outstand the devil. You hear what I'm saying? Hold on. Amen. You'll win. Amen. Glory to God. And get your second win. Then you get to beat him real good when he's tired. Amen. Then you get to do what Jesus did. He makes an open spectacle of the devil, bringing him to naught in front of everybody. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you should be rejoicing that you're still standing. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, the longer you stand, the bigger you get, the stronger you get, the more you learn, the more you develop. Amen. And the more you figure out. Amen. Hallelujah. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that won't move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grow up. Hallelujah. Don't expect to walk in the same faith that you have today. Walk in greater faith. Don't expect to be the same type of Christian you are today. Expect to be a greater one tomorrow. Amen. Learn some things. Know some things. Develop some things. Strengthen yourself. Increase everything. Grow in God. Grow in God. Grow in God and develop in God. And then push your weight around. Hallelujah. Some say, finally, my brethren, be strong. Oh, please be strong. Glory to God. Don't just be, but be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong. Look at somebody and put your hand on their shoulder and just speak that over them right now. Hallelujah. You can put two right there. Fine. Get over there. Hallelujah. I want you to speak that to them. And I want you to be serious. And I want you to pray. I want you to pray the strength of God over them right now. Just pray. Say, you be strong. You two men can get together and put these two ladies together. Hallelujah. Brother Will, come on down here. Hallelujah. Belle, you can get with these two women over here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray the strength of God over them. Amen. And I want you to consider this message that we've been talking about tonight and pray. You be strong. Amen. Don't you give out. Amen. You be strengthened in the Lord. Be strengthened in God. Hallelujah. I pray that both, just pray in the Holy Ghost over them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever things coming over these people to weaken them, oh God, I pray for revelation, knowledge, and super relationships, Father God, to come into their life, Father God, that they might be able to develop and to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, strong in the Word, strong in prayer, strong in dedication, strong in stability in the name of Jesus. I command you to grow up in Jesus. Grow up in God. Grow up in God. Don't stop growing, ever increasing. Expand the tents of your heart and let God do something great in you. There's more to learn, amen. More to receive, more to do, more to become. Glory to God. Don't be weak in the name of Jesus. Father God calls them to ever be growing in Jesus' name. For the whole earth yearns to see the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting to find a Christian somewhere that's going to grow up. Hallelujah. Let them become what God designed them to be. Ramana. Grow in Jesus' name. Grow in Jesus' name. The sincere word of God, the water of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Lord, cause them to grow in the name of Jesus, to develop in the name of Jesus. Grow in faith in the name of Jesus. Grow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your strength, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father Lord. Thanamo Jose, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our strength. You are our strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We receive that strength in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we'll be here on Sunday morning. I enjoyed tonight. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? How many are really excited about strength? Amen. Yes, sir. Huh? Strong about strength. Because one, listen to me. This is why you need to be strong. You need to put on Jesus. Because one finishes the race. Jesus. That's who's going to finish the race. If you want to finish this thing out, many people say, I started, but Lord, I hope I have enough ability to finish this thing. Amen. Jesus in you will finish it. You got a winner on your side. I tell you what, you need to act like you're playing that kind of race, the relay race, where you pass the baton over to Jesus on the inside of you and let Him finish the race for you. But He's going to finish it. In order for Him to finish, you got to do some things. You got to bring Him. You got to hand Him the baton by prayer, studying the Word. And all these things that we talked about tonight is how you hand Jesus the baton so He can finish the race. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you, people. Put on that good Phillips, Greg, and Dean tape. We're going to get some food tonight or something. Amen. Hallelujah. Love on these people tonight. Love my brother John tonight. Hallelujah. Love my brother John tonight. Hallelujah. Love Wilma tonight. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Wilma, are we invited to your wedding? Ha 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 Hallelujah. Mary, you're in a good mood. We need to go do something this weekend or something, huh? Is she always in a good mood? Have you been tipping it before? No. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing Mary back in her life. Thank you, Father. She is such a blessing. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, everybody, be ready for Sunday morning. Be ready for Sunday morning.
Get ready
for my wedding, huh? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in God. Be strong. And some of you have been looking at people like during the summer, everybody gets so relaxed. Everybody gets so relaxed. Everybody goes here and they go. It happens every summer. People do like that. But I tell you what, ask Chris, if you're here, you'll see the difference. Those that remain and just stay faithful, amen, you'll find an acceleration of your faith. I mean, you'll find your faith accelerated, you know, and it's just, you know, it's like school. You just miss classes, you know. There's no such thing as a break from God, amen. Glory to God. This strength, you know, the more you put in, the more you get out of it, amen. You reap what you sow, amen. And a lot of people are wanting to reap from this Christian life when they're not ready to sow anything into it. You got to sow time, amen. You got to sow your heart to it, amen. You get in what you put out of something, amen. Hallelujah. And a lot of people don't really put anything into their Christian faith. They don't put anything into this life that's supposedly the most important thing to them and expect to get everything from it. You get out of something what you put into something, including church, including your Christian walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Realize that. Amen. And the ones that crack me up, the ones that make the less spiritual investments are the ones that got all the standards for, well, why isn't this happening? You know, they're the ones that want to pull on it the most. The ones that neglect their salvation the most are the ones that are always mad why their salvation's not working. And we need to be strong enough and bold enough to tell them it's not working, amen, because you've neglected it. There's a good book that everybody should read. It's called No Deposit, No Return. Amen. Everybody going to the bank to make it to pull out money, going to the AMM, God's ATM, and all this other stuff to pull out stuff. You know, I'm gonna pull out this, I'm gonna pull out that, but they have made no deposits. If you want to have a return of faith, you know, I want to be strong in faith and all this other, then you need to deposit some Bible time. I want to feel the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Well, you need to deposit some time sitting in the meetings and sitting in worship. Just doesn't happen, you know. People just think it's just easy to do that. No, you develop those things. You deposit, and then you're able to return those things. It's kind of true. You take one step, he'll take two. You know, it's really true. Amen. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with God. Amen. That's the sons of Sceva. You know, they try to cast that devil out on a hot check. Amen. They said, Paul, I know, because we know Paul. Paul's making deposits. He prays more than, you know. He said, listen, no, it was Paul I know, or Peter I know, which one? Whoever it was, they had some money in the bank of God. Amen. They were men of prayer, men of stability, and all these other things. But who are you? So they got beat up. The devil kicked their behind. Amen. It stripped them and sent them boys off running. Why? They tried to make a withdrawal without putting a deposit in. No deposit, no return. Hallelujah. But in this day, glory to God, I'm going to go to the ATM, and there's going to be a bunch of stuff in there. I'm going to deposit lots of faith, lots of prayer, lots of worship, amen, that when the evil day comes, glory to God, they're not going to bring my card back to me when I go to the restaurant and say, sir, decline, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be like those ones that go to Jesus' table. You know, they went there and sat in the best seat in the house. And Jesus, they had to ask them to get up and move. Amen. Said, don't go to the first seat in the house because you might be asked to move. Yeah. Amen.